عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seer of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. Request for teachers as well as students to inshallah continue with our tafsir. So for our individual classes will be taken care after the tafsir. So if any other students or teachers, you may inshallah come to the main class. Today we're starting a new surah, which is Surah Abasa. Surah Abasa is surah number 80. Surah number 80. And this is a Meccan surah, i.e. that has been revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the migration to Al-Madinah. We notice about this surah, it has the characteristic of the Meccan surah, which one of the main characteristic of the Meccan Quran, that the surah, you found the verses so short. Abasa wa tawalla. He found that consists of two words, three words, okay, not as the Madin surah, the Medina surah, that is the long verses. This surah, which is surah number 80, it has a occasion, and inshallah we're going to mention about the occasion. And the surah consists of 42 verses, 52 verses. The surah came after an incident, which is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was occupied giving da'wah to the chief of the tribes of Quraysh. While he was occupied giving the da'wah, try to convince them, calling them to Islam, hoping that if the chiefs of Quraysh embrace Islam, this will bring the tribes as well as everybody else. Usually people look up to their leaders, those people who have position among them or wealth or more wiser than them. Or so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam here, while he was sitting focusing on all these chiefs of tribes, been approached by one of the believers already, which is Abdullah ibn Maktoum. Abdullah ibn Maktoum was a blind man, which it doesn't take away from his piety or his taqwa or his faith, but that means for you to understand that a person who is struggling more than anybody else, because with the handicap situation that he's in, it didn't stop him to search for knowledge, it didn't stop him to go to the mosque, it didn't stop him to go and to try to learn more and hear about the new revelation. He came approaches the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was busy teaching those people, inviting them to Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was disturbed, and as a result of this, he did not pay too much attention. He continued in the speech and the da'wah to the chiefs of the tribes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned away and frowned towards Abdullah ibn Maktoum. Abdullah ibn Maktoum continuing with his demand and request the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to pay him attention, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continuing talking to the chiefs of Quraysh. Out of concern that Islam will be strengthened by those people, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taught Abdullah ibn Maktoum before, and the man need more information. He is already a Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he felt that the priority in this second and in this moment to be given to the non-Muslims, especially that those are the leaders. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was afraid if he turned towards Abdullah that the chiefs of Quraysh maybe will leave and go away. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued with his da'wah with the chiefs of Quraysh. Upon this, revelation came for admonishment for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to tell him that was more proper to pay attention to the person who's demanding and concerned about learning and try to purify himself. This was the occasion as it came in the books of the tafsir. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the surah, Surah Abasa, surah number 80. Inshallah, we're going to read. First, I'm going to recite the surah up to verse number 10. After this, we're going to go over the verses step by step, and we're going to get the word by word meaning, and after this we're going to have the general meaning inshallah. So please look to your book and pay attention. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. عبس وتولى أن جاءه الأعمى وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يذكر فتنفعه general meaning for these verses. He found, this is the name of the surah, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, most merciful. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam frowned and turned away, because there came to him the blind man, i.e. Abdullah ibn Maktoum. And how can you know that he might become pure from sins, or he might receive admonishment or admonition, and the admonition might profit him? As for him who thinks himself self-sufficient, to him you attain, and does the matter, does and what does it matter to you if he will not become pure? But as to him who came to you running and is afraid of Allah and his punishment, of him are you neglectful and divert your attention to another? This is the general meaning of the first 10 verses. Abasa, the word abasa, this is a verb which in the past tense means he frowned, like somebody who make a face expression that you don't like something, so now you can read it in your face. Abas, abasa. Wa means end. Tawalla is a verb in the past, means to turn away. Abasa wa tawalla. Verse number 2. وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّهُ يَزَّكَّى أَنْ جَاءَهُ الْأَعْمَى. Excuse me. أَنْ جَاءَهُ الْأَعْمَى. This is what I say. Excuse me. Or do I have to pay $5 each? أن جاءه الأعمى. And as a result or because is an article, is not noun, is not a verb. جاءه, جاء is a verb and the ha is a pronoun. So جاءه means came to him. جاء means came, he came. جاءه, جاءه, the ha is a pronoun, came to him. Him is a pronoun referring to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the one who came is Abdullah ibn Maktoum. Came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-A'ma, the blind man. Al-A'ma, from Ama, to be blind. So Al-A'ma is the person who is blind, he's A'ma. Al-A'ma, the blind man. And Abdullah ibn Maktoum, he used to be a blind man, and he used to be one of the muazzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to call the adhan. And since he was a blind, he could not see the Fajr. So the people used to tell him that the time is in, and he used to call the Adhan. Bilal also was a Muazzin for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He called the Adhan. Usually people get to know about Bilal as Muazzin Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but was more than Bilal. So Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum was another one. وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّهُ يَزَّكَّى. Where means and. مَا what? Excuse me. Ma means what? No. We already say al-a'ma means the blind man. Now in this verse number 3, wa ma wa means and. Ma mim alif, like what? Like he said to somebody, ma hadha. Somebody hiding something or having something, he said to them, ma hadha, what is this, what you got? Ma means what? What? I'm not asking what, I'm saying that ma means equal in English to what? W-H-A-T. What? Yudrika. Yudrika from al-idrak, to inform you. Adraka shay, idha araf shay. That means you get to know. And what can inform you? So adraka is a verb, mean to know or to be informed. As yudrika, what will make you know? So the kaf is a pronoun in the end of the verb, yudrika. The pronoun referring to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لَعَلَّهُ لَعَلَّهُ is a term, means perhaps or maybe. يَزَّكَّى. يَزَّكَّى from تَزْكِيَة, to purify, to be cleansed, to be elevated to higher rank, to be profiled from sins. Verse number 4. أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى. أو is the article that you choose between two things. You say you want this or this. أو تريد تفاح or برتقال. So أو means or. يذكر to remember, to receive admonish. فتنفعه. تنفعه from نفع, to benefit. فتنفعه, to benefit you, to purify. Profit. to profit you, to benefit you from nafa, manafa, something useful that you make use out of it. As dhikra, the reminder or the admonishment. We're going to stop here. Okay? Now let's hear some about these verses from Tafsir Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayh. He said, عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّى. The pronoun referring to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The meaning of عَبَسَ, that means he made a face. That means he was not happy with what he seen. And the word tawalla means turn away. And جَاءَهُ الْأَعْمَى, when the blind man came to him, the Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi said, الْأَعْمَى, the blind man, is Abdullah, son of Amr ibn Maktum. May Allah be pleased with him. He came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the migration, while the Prophet was still in Mecca. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his presence was the leader of Quraysh. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was hoping that he became Muslim. As we understood, usually when the great leaders became Muslims, this became a reason for the followers and those who were under their supervision, they became Muslims. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was hoping. The blind man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he started to say, O Prophet of Allah, teach me, direct me, teach me Quran. While the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not paying him attention and he was disturbed and he made some remarks in his face, hoping that those people, that he can continue his meeting with those people. And he was also scared that if the great leaders of Quraysh that if he give them the attention, and turn away from them, they may look down upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As the people of Prophet Noah said to the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, وَمَا نَرَاكَ اتَّبَعَكَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَرَاذِلُنَا. O Noah, we don't see anybody follow you except those who are, have no value among us, no status. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was taking this in consideration. The first concern, those leaders, they became Muslim. The second concern, not to look down upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the logic of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He exercised his opinion and he was concerned about newcomers to Islam, But he doesn't mean that he looked down upon Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum due to being a blind man or a poor man. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked upon all the people to be equal. All the concern of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that people became Muslims, doesn't matter what is their status, poor or rich, followers of leaders. This is not the concern of the Prophet. The concern of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to spread the Islam. All the people are equal to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The people who love Islam more, the Prophet loves them more. And this is what we believe about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah said to him, وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ, what will make you know Muhammad? To doubt this man concerning learning and increase in taqwa and piety and iman. Abdullah ibn Maktoum came seeking purification for his soul, learning more about Islam. So this man, he deserves the attention of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi the guidance of those people who is turning away from you is not your job. Your job, O Muhammad, is only to deliver the message. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses, He telling us, as well He told this Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum, the blind man, is more in taqwa and piety and more important than those who are leaders of Quraysh. Doesn't matter of those people accepted Islam or not, this is not to be the blame of the Prophet. Allah said to him, وَمَا عَلَيْكَ أَلَّا يَزَّكَّ. Those people who are turning away, you try to give them da'wah but they're turning away, their tazkiyah, their purification of their hearts is not your job. Neither you're going to be blamed for them to remain in their disbelief, because they're going to carry their own sins. You only deliver the message. Salaam. Abdullah ibn Maktoum came running to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tried to find any chance to learn. And Allah described him by saying, "Amma man ja'aka yas'a wa huwa yakhsha." He has fear of Allah because he knows the greatness of Allah, the mighty of Allah. So this is what brought him to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah said to the Prophet, how you can turn away and ignore a person who his heart is full with the fear of Allah. And you give your attention to the people who are not even caring about listening to you. Their money, their wealth, and their possession made them to be arrogant. They did not come to ask about Islam. So we can see in these verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made admonishment for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and correction. But in the meantime, we see that the admonishment and the correction was indirectly. Why? First of all, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't turn away from Abdullah ibn Maktoum because he thinks that he's nothing or he has no value. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he turned away from him due to the fact that he's already a believer and there is somebody else who needs more preaching. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was hoping that the leaders of Quraysh, by them embracing Islam, will be more benefit to al-Islam, will be more common people to Islam. Nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admonished the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although we notice something very important here, that Allah did not admonish the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly. He didn't tell him, why did you do this? But Allah talked to him in absence, in indirect form. He didn't say to him, you frowned, you turned away when is the blind man came to you. But he talked to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as if he's talking to somebody else, because the closeness of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Allah, because the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was able to tell the Prophet, you did wrong, you frowned, you turned away. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the beginning of the surah, he talked to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as if he's talking to somebody who is not there. You understand what I mean? So he did not talk to him directly by telling him, you did such and such. But he talked to him as if he's talking about somebody else. He say, somebody frowned, somebody turned away when the blind man came to him. And after this he started to tell him, what make you know that he will be profile or not? So the beginning of the surah, Allah was talking to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he didn't talk to him directly, so not to be hard on the Prophet, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a lot. So he talked to him as if he's talking to somebody else, so he didn't direct the admonishment to him. And this is something also to teach us how we need to be gentle on the people, especially if the people have good intention, especially if the people doesn't know better. Okay, so we see a sister just coming to the mosque. We never see her before in the mosque, but she didn't have the proper dress, so we shouldn't jump in her case right away. Alright, so first, assalamu alaikum. Are you a Muslim sister? You're new in town? Welcome to Masjid al-Muslimin. Glad to have you here. Is anything we can help you with? Okay? Because maybe even she's not Muslim, and you think she's Muslim and you'll start to admonish her right away. You see? So first, make sure that she's Muslim. The second visit, maybe you try to make sure she knows about the proper hijab or not. Maybe you can give her some small booklet or some flyer about the Muslim code dress. Okay, after 2, 3, 4 times, if the sister remained to be in the same way, now you understand, maybe we need to let her know that we have a special dress code, and this out of faith and out of respect to the house of Allah. all the things, and we, same thing like this. A brother came, you understand, yesterday. He said he didn't pray with us. I observed him until we finish. After this, he came greeting me. I didn't bother him about anything. How you doing? Is there anything I can do for you? Say, I'm new in town. I need bus fare. Okay, no problem. And after this, he started to explain to me. He said to me, I'm a new in Islam. I didn't know yet about my prayer. But I took my Shahada a month ago, and I came from New York, and I'm here now in Colombia. So we give him the bus fare, okay? We invite him to come back again. So next time when he comes, this will start to teach him about the Salah. He found somebody who doesn't grow his beard. The first visit, the first meeting, you could not start admonishing him. You see? A lot of Muslims, they don't know to grow beard is a must. A lot of Muslims nowadays, they don't know even to make Salah in time is a must. People, especially people been in America for a lot of years. So, we have to find the proper approach when we talk to the people, when we give them da'wah, when we correct them. You see? So, we learn from these verses how we should be proper in our admonishment, how to ease on the people, at least for the first few times. Try to see if the person needs the information. Does he know the information? And instead of telling him, you understand, why are you shaving your beard? Why are you not wearing the proper hijab? Sister, would you like to have some information about the dress code for the Muslim woman? So this is indirect da'wah. This is indirect way to admonish her. You're telling her that you are not wearing your hijab. You see? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he told the Prophet, he told him, Abasa. He frowned. But he's talking to the Prophet. He didn't tell him, you frown. You turn away from the blind man. So in the beginning, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't know even that the admonishment coming to him. Until you understand, Allah starts to tell him in the third verse, وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ, what will make you know. You see, so the first verse, second verse, indirect speech. Third verse, now he found the pronoun referring to the Prophet directly. So the first verse is say what? He frowned. Okay? The second word, they say, he turned away. But who's he? When the blind man came to him, you see, this is the third time, came to him. But now, in the third verse, Allah is saying, what will make you know you? Now, he's talking directly to the Prophet Muhammad now. Although the first admonishment and the first wording are directed to the Prophet, but it's not like with a direct pronoun. Do you understand now? So inshallah that we have to learn this methodology and this proper way when we're approaching people, when we're talking to people, we're giving them da'wah, we be patient with them, especially non-Muslims also. It's not the first time you have to give the person the da'wah. You can give them a cup of coffee and donut. We're going to have some donuts, inshallah, for the students who will remain. Cookies, cake, like usual every day. Alright? So, you can give them a cup of coffee and donut. You can sit to him, chatting with him for 10-15 minutes. How you doing? What kind of work you doing? Are you new in Colombia? I understand. It's good to meet you. And by the way, we have a mosque there in Gervais. You can stop by. You can visit. It's open every day. And this is it. Next time, understand, you can go and sit with the person again. And in the end of the meeting, let him know that we have something called Jum'ah. And the Imam, he addressed the whole congregation. You're welcome to come to visit our center. Now you became more specific that there is a time and there is a lecture going on. Now the third or the fourth visit, you will, would you like to have some, do you like to read? Don't tell him that I'll get you the Quran. Ask him, do you like to read? Yes. What kind of things you read? Okay. Would you like to read something about Islam? We have some material, I can bring it to you. He says, these are the people you meet them in your job. Okay, when you meet them in the coffee hour or the lunch hour, this is the way how you approach the person, little bit by little bit. And does not mean you meet him Monday, you have the coffee Tuesday, you have to take the brochure with you. Take it easy. It may a whole month go before even you give him the brochure. But when you sat with him the first time to drink coffee with him, is your in your mind that you are preparing, okay, for in a month or two that you're going to get him a copy of Quran or give him an audio tape about why you should be a Muslim as example, okay? This is the way how we should be eased on the people. So inshallah, with these 10 verses, this is the general meaning for today. We're going to say them in English, and after this we'll go repeat them for 10-15 minutes so you can work on it for memorization. And I would love to see all of you inshallah know the 10 verses by next Wednesday. This means Wednesday coming. You have a whole week, and this only 10 verses, and each verse is two words. Two or three words. Abasa wa tawalla is one verse. That means every day, if you take one verse, okay, inshallah by Wednesday, you will know them by heart. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam frowned and turned away because there came to him the blind man, i.e. Abdullah ibn Maktum. And how can you know that he might become pure from sins, or he might receive admonition? And the admonition might profit him. As for him who thinks himself sufficient, to him you attend, what does it matter to you, O Muhammad, if he will not become pure? But as to him who came to you running and is afraid of Allah and his punishment, of him you neglectful and divert your attention to another. Any question about these verses before we go about repetition? Any word that you don't know, you don't understand the meaning of anything, we mention the occasion, the background, the reason of revelation, the surah is making surah. Any question? Okay. You're going to repeat after me, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Abasa. عبس عبس وتولى له الأعمى. وما يدريك وما يدريك وما يدريك لعله لعله يزكى يزكى وما يدريك لعله يزكى وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يذكر أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى فتنفعه الذكرى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عبس وتولى أن جاءه الأعمى وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى عبس وتولى أن جاءه الأعمى وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى verse number 5 أما من استغنى أما من استغنى What does istaghna mean? Excuse me? No, istaghna. Not tagha. Istaghna. Thank you. Thank you. He feels self-sufficient. Okay? He, from ghina, to be ghani means rich. Okay? So he feels because he's rich, because his power, because his mighty, his degree, his whatever it is, so he feels that he's self-sufficient. I don't need this Islam, okay? I don't need this salah, mosque, business and all this stuff, because he feels everything is fine, okay? The rent is paid, there is a car, there is a wife, there is a children. You understand, I'm healthy, I'm everything is what I need Islam for. You see? So I don't need it. Taghna, okay? Became ghani with something other than Allah. So he feels that this is made him independent from Allah. I don't need Islam, I don't need these things, okay? So he took other means to make him sufficient. Our sufficient is Islam, okay? We by Allah, and only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can survive. If we, this is the reason we say, what la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So everything by the power and the mighty of Allah. Because if Allah gives, no one can withhold, and if Allah withholds, no one can give. So is everything is in the hand of Allah, therefore our ghina by Allah, not from Allah. Okay? So we did not feel we can be free from Allah because we have other things. أما من استغنى أما من استغنى. So who are the ones that felt they are self-sufficient, they don't need this da'wah, this Islam and all these things? Quraysh, okay? And what was the approach of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for those people who have istighna? فَأَنْتَ لَهُ تَصَدَّى. What is تَصَدَّى? Yourself? No, تَصَدَّى is a verb. Address, talk to, given attention, okay? No. Tazdiq is sadaqa. And this tasadda from tasadda lishay, okay? That you're facing it, okay? To try to meet something, to face it, okay? So now those people who istaghna, the Prophet did what? Tasadda. That means he went, tried to talk to them, tried to appeal to them, tried to talk to them, give them his attention. Okay? فأنت له تصدى فأنت له تصدى فأنت له تصدى. فأنت له تصدى وما عليك ألا يزكى. What is زكى? تزكية. Purify. It's not your job for him to profile, to be profile. It's not your job for him to be a Muslim. Your job is what? To warn, to warn him, to tell, give him, okay? But not to be running behind him, oh please, please be Muslim, you understand? But give him the da'wah, okay? Give him the da'wah. Because if he benefits anybody, he's going to benefit his own self. He's not going to benefit the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, okay? He's going to benefit his own self, alright? Is not your job, وَمَا عَلَيْكَ أَلَّا يَزَّكَّ. Is not your job, you are not going to be blamed if he did not if he did not profile himself. How you profile yourself? By being a Muslim, staying away from the haram. But the first purification is what? Being a Muslim. Because when you be a Muslim, you cleaning yourself from all deities except what? Allah. You say La ilaha illallah. So this will be the purification for your heart and your soul. You taking every god and every deity and anything that you love so much and you worship, away and you say La ilaha illa Allah, that there is no deity worthy of my worship, my devotion, my total submission except Allah. So this is the first step towards purification of the soul, purification of the heart, purification of the soul. Could not work and you have another God with Allah. The first thing is to kick out every deity in your heart except Allah. Take everything, everyone out and bring Allah in. This is La ilaha illallah. So Allah is saying to the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا عَلَيْكَ is not upon you, عَلَيْكَ from عَلَى عَلَيْكَ upon you, أَلَّا يَزَّكَ is not that you're going to be blamed if he did not purify himself, if he did not become Muslim. Okay? As for the one جَاءَكَ يَسْعَى, who came يَسْعَى, who came running to the Prophet? The blind man, you see, the blind man, he's coming, he want to learn, he want to profile himself, he want to keep profiling himself, and he came with what? He's not dragging his feet. Oh boy, another Jum'ah. Oh boy, another Friday, we have to go again to the... I did, sister. Okay. I'm only going over it again. I was not supposed to do, but I'm giving double. You was not here when I break it down? Okay. وَمَا عَلَيْكَ أَلَّا يَزَّكَّ. So let's pay attention here. وَأَمَّا مَنْ جَاءَكَ يَسْعَى. You see, يَسْعَى, it has more speed than يَمْشِي. Okay? He coming to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said what? Yes'a. What is yes'a mean? Running. Okay? You know, like say sa'i. When you go make hajj and you go between Safa and Marwa, you call what? Sa'i. Alright? So it have a higher speed than walking. Alright? So coming to the goodness is supposed to come with rush, with open heart. But oh boy, forget it. Another Wednesday, Brother Adil is giving tafsir class. We have to go again, Daddy? Dad, do we have to go again? You understand? Some people do this. Or Friday, say. Oh goodness. Where are you going? Husband, do you have to go again? You just was there last week. You see? Doesn't work like this. The man coming, yes'a. And also, although he's coming يَسْعَى وَهُوَ يَخْشَى with fear, because we come, do the good thing, we do the sadaqah, we go doing everything good and we still have fear of Allah, because for some reason our work is not be accepted, is it? When you put this $10 or $50 in the charity box, it's not guaranteed it's accepted. It can be from haram income. It can be for showing. I did it because somebody was watching, so people to admire me. So I can be earning from haram. This is the reason, you understand, is not accepted. I can did it because for showing off. So even a Muslim, he do the good deed and he do it and still have fear of Allah, and fear is not to be accepted. Okay? It can be many reasons that our deed is not accepted. So this man coming with sigh and fear. Okay? Alright. وَمَا عَلَيْكَ أَلَّا يَزَّكَّى. It's 6:15, too early for some of you. I can make it 6:30 if you want, you understand, because I know some of you missed some of the class today. I don't mind, I can start at 5, 6. Okay, nobody told me. I can start 6:30. Can start 8, doesn't matter what time, you tell me. 6:30, okay. No problem, inshallah. واما من واما من جاءك يسعى كم ستر مريم واما من جاءك يسعى واما من جاءك يسعى واما من جاءك يسعى وهو يخشى وهو يخشى وهو يخشى مين فير اوكي اذا فير He coming while he is afraid. Afraid of what? Allah. The deed is not to be accepted from the gathering in the day of judgment. Okay? وَهُوَ يَخْشَى عبس وتولى أن جاءه الأعمى وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يزكى ذكر فتنفعه الذكرى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى أما من استغنى أما من استغنى فأنت له تصدى فأنت له تصدى وما عليك ألا يزكى وأما من جاءك يسعى وهو يخشى فأنت عنه تلهى وتتلهى مين Diver?
Divert.
Very good. Okay. And the word lahu. Okay. Lahu, the things that take you away from the remembrance of Allah. TV, magazine, music, stories. Okay. Kul lahu. Okay. And this is amusements and things like this. Kul malahi. Like Disney World and things like this. Kul malahi. Okay, له. Things understand that تلهيك, that mean take you away from the Sirat al-Mustaqim, take you away from Allah, make you busy from what you supposed to be busy with. Okay? Any question? 10 verses and all of them short. Jaa, jaa. You sure? Go ahead. Okay. Jaa is a verb in the best tense, means came to you. Jaa, he came. Jaa came to you. So the kaf jaa is the verb and the kaf is you. Jaa ka came to you. Please ask. Yes. What are you looking for? I don't have the book with me. If you let me.
The transliteration itself with two S's in the title, but with one S below.
Okay. What? Alayka. Ala, the word, the article ala means a bone. Like it says, the mic upon the desk. So alay ka is ala plus ka, and ka means what? The pronoun means you. So upon you, wa ma alayka, and is not upon you, that means is not a sin upon you, Muhammad, if this person didn't become prophet. Please ask if you don't know. Abdullah Ibn 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 means son. Means mother. Maktum. 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 I don't know that my M and N they mix up together so that much. Maktum. Okay. Any question? Please ask. When is day? Inshallah. This 10 verses. You see? Abasa wa tawalla. Two words. This is one verse. That's not too much, is it? Be memorized. I will thank you for coming today. And by the way, we have a guest here from New York or from Canada. I don't know which one, that so it seems that a traveler personally, Sister Maimuna, she's here. She's one of the people that made Hajj with us last year. And she resides in Canada sometimes and New York sometimes, and she's considering moving to Colombia. So she came a couple of days ago to check Colombia and the people in Colombia. She's originally from Trinidad, is it? Yeah, I mean, excuse me, Guyana. Okay. So, she's here with us for until Wednesday. So, I'd like to welcome her in your behalf, inshallah. Alright, if no more questions, no question? Okay. Thank you for being here. Jazakallah khairan. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. كان فيك وقال لي بص هنا مش عارف ايه بص فيه وكلا شدت كنت تاخد كده الصورة في الاخر طيب كل طول طيب بتذكر تقفل البتاع دي